Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Zayin in Maseches Shkalim. We picked off when I had to run out to learn with the Talmidim in Yerushalayim on Vav Amud Beis. And what we're going to continue to discuss is, as Gemara had begun discussing, the halachos of the Karban Pesach during the rest of the year. And let's pick up about two-thirds of the way down from the Yamud. First word on the line is Kodshim, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. In the standard edition, it's a few lines down from where the Perush Taklin Chadatin begins. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Al Da'alil, about this thing that Rabbi Chanina told him, the Inin Omri, that the Chacham Mbavel that we had learned about yesterday had taught, Ein HaPesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlamim, that a Pesach cannot be changed to a Shlamim, Elim Kein Shachtu L'Shem Shlamim. Unless it was Shachat L'Shem Shlamim, then it could be brought as a Shlamim. V'ani Omer, Afilu Shachtu L'Shem Ola. And I say, even if it was slaughtered as an Ola, it still becomes a Karban Shlamim, it therefore can be eaten, and its Tam should be brought as a Shlamim. Amar Rabbi Ila explained, Taima de Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? The pasuk that we had discussed yesterday, Im minatzon karben ola zevach shamim lashem, Im minatzon, if he takes it from the tzon, shekol shu zevach, we darshan anything that's a zevach, if it's minatzon, then by definition, it could be brought as a shlamim. Kol shu zevach ba shlamim. Umash dane lemachshevas psul. On the other hand, if you had in mind for it to be an Ola, then that would become a Psul. I now see that most Mefarshim learn U'mishtana l'machsheves Psul a little bit differently than I had just said it. U'mishtana l'machsheves Psul, if he had in mind l'shem Ola and another type of Psul, for example, he has in mind to eat it 3 days later. Hey Chavida, what would the halacha be in such a case? On the one hand, it's a Moser HaPesach, that even if you had in mind that it's a Ola, it'll be brought as a Shlamim. On the other hand, you had in mind of a Psul. Says the Gemara, Shachtel Hashem Ola, Amenas Lizrok Dama Machar. If he had in mind to do the Zrika tomorrow, Mikol Makom, Pasulu, that's certainly Pasul, because he had in mind to do it for tomorrow. However, the Gemara elaborates in Tamar, if you're going to say that the halach is mishtan al machshev is psul, if he has in mind for the Moser HaPesach, which normally is a shlam, he had in mind for an ola, it's going to be pasul, like the position of Rabbi Chanina that we mentioned above that Rabbi Yochanan was responding to. So then in such a case, eino pigul, here we should add those yourselves, that's how most learn. It would not be pigul, because once it's already pasul, so then the machshevas dama, the achila, the machar, is not going to be sufficient to create pigul, because it's already pasul. The rule is, something that's already pasul cannot undergo pigul. V'in temar, but if you're going to say that if you have in mind on a moser ha-pesach, not for a shlam, for an ola, eimishtan lachshevas psul, and then he had in mind for eating it 2 days later, which it normally is pigul, so then in such a case, pigul, then it will become pigul. The Gemara continues, we learn in a braisa in Zvachim, that Pesach bizmano lishmo is kosher. If you have a Pesach during its zman, then it's only kosher if you have in mind that you're doing a Pesach. If it's shalol lishmo, then it's possible. However, the rest of the year, it's the opposite, and that is, a Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi, if you do a L'Shem Karim Pesach, then it's possible, but Shaloi L'Shmai, so then it's going to be kosher. With that background, now we could discuss the following question. This we already had on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis in Maseches Pesachim. What happens if he has conflicting Kavanas, L'Shmo? Let's say Shar Yimos Hashanah, and he shechts it on the one hand L'Shem Shlamim, which is the appropriate Kavana, but as well L'Shem Pesach. According to many Mefarshim that we discussed then, and different Gemaras, it could very well be that he has a Machshava Lishma in one Avoda, and Machshava Shalo Lishma another Avoda. That was a big discussion on Psachim Samach Beis and Beis. Either way, he has conflicting Machshavas. Rabbi Bon, Barchia B'Shem Shmo Bar Abba, says the following, Mikivan, She'ein lo shame. Since it was brought here, ein lo shame, according to many means, it was brought shelo lishma. Nasa kishachtu lishma v'shelo lishma b'shtika. It's considered as if somebody who slaughtered lishma v'shelo lishma silently. In other words, he never overtly undid the lishma. He just added a shelo lishma on top of a lishma. So who kasher? So then in such a case, it is going to be kosher. This idea of a shelo lishmo b'shtika is not a concept that's clear to me. In fact, I see that the Gra entirely takes it out. According to the Gra, it would seem that we're tapping into halacha, that lishmo v'shelo lishmo is kosher. So this is the psak of Rabbi Bon Bar Chia. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo b'shari mos hashana is going to be kosher. The Gemara continues three lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi, that is... They asked on Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, Amrulei, they said to him, Im Kain, who, if you are right, Afilu shachtu lishma, Manasseh zrok domo shelo lishma, even if he shechts it lishma, with the intention to do the zrika shelo lishma, Ye'ase, what should we turn that into? We should say, Mishar Rishana, kishachtu lishma v'shelo lishma b'shtika v'yei kasher, that we should consider it as if, a case of where he started out lishma, and then he was shelo lishma b'shtika, and it's going to be kosher. In other words, every time you have a zrika, that's shelo lishma. So then in such a case, that zrika, if it's done b'shtika, or according to possibly the way we're understanding from the Gra later on in our Gemara, if there's simply a later shelo lishma, so just look at the beginning. Therefore say, shachtu lishma menasseh zrok domo shelo lishma, ignore the second shelo lishma. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mori, Rabbi Bar Mori answered, no. Ma nemar b'shtika kosher. Where you have a shchita that has two kavanas, lishma v'shelo lishma, because the shelo lishma and the shelo lishma was being done on the same avoda with a shtika that was kosher. O nemar b'shtika pasul. Here we were talking about when the shtika was being done on a full-fledged pasul. In other words, there was a shtika on a separate avoda. That was pasul. And therefore the two cases are no raya, that if you have a shelo lishma kavana b'shtika on one of those avodos only, then you cannot compare it to a case where it's lishma v'shelo lishma b'shtika on one avoda. We learned in our Mishnah, we go back to our Mishnah, we learned on the top of our Amud on Vav Amud Beis, Moser l'nazir nidava, that if a nazir sets aside too much money for his karbanos, then that becomes Nedava, and he's supposed to bring the money for karbanos on the Mizbeach at a time that it's a slow day in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Nedavas are. Rav Chisda says, when does this case apply? That we say that the leftover is given to Nedava. That's when, v'hu shekir v'chataso b'sof. When the last thing that was brought was a karban chatas. The karban eidah spells out beautifully that when it comes to The Nazir brings three different karbanas, a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. So the order is not ma'akev, and if he brings a chatas in the end, so the leftover money he used, let's say he designated $500, and so now he spent $200 on the asham, and then let's say $100 on the ola, just throwing out the numbers. And then he turns out he only needs $75 for the chatas, so then in such a case, $25 is used in davar kitzim mizbeach. Avo. But what if he didn't do it that way, but rather ikir v'shlamim b'sof? His last thing was a karmi shlamim, mutar, musar and shlamim, then the leftover ones will be shlamim. Amar Rabbi Zera disagreed with Rabbi Chisda. Disagreed with Rav Chisda. Filu karvo shlamim libesof. Even if he brings the shlamim at the end, halacha achasi ben nazir, it's a general rule by a nazir, shetia moseres nedava, that the leftover is considered a nedava. Says the Gemara, masnisa misaya ladin, u masnisa misaya ladin. There is parts of a Mishnah that supports one of them, and parts of another Mishnah that supports another one. Masnisa misaya Rabbi Zera, I have a brisa that supports Rabbi Zera, because the brisa talks about the following. Like many things in Maseches Shkalim, this requires a little bit of an introduction. Number one, when a Nazir designates money, there are two ways he could designate money for his three karbanos. Number one is through, the first way is through Mos Mefurashin, where he says, this $20 is for Chatas, this $20 is for Shlam, etc., etc. And then Mos Stumim, and that is, he doesn't spell out which one it's going to be for. Now, the Braisa says as follows, Elohei Moos Stumen. What qualifies as Moos Stumen? That goes for Nedava. We need to add, so many things need to be added in the Yerushalmi. That goes for Nedava. Kol Shedmei Chatos Mesos Muravos Ben. If there was a Dmei Chatos, some money that was supposed to be gone for a carbon chatos, so then in such a case, then it goes for Nedava. Vafilu Hifrish Dmei Chatos Mitocho. And even if he took from those Moos Stumen to for a Dmei Chatos, Moos Stumen Heim, then they're still considered Moos Stumen, and all of it goes to the Nedava. Now here, the Braisa doesn't differentiate what came first and what came last. So we see always that when it comes to Moser Amos, even if the Shlomim is Besof, so then it goes L'Nedava. That's one Braisa. Masnisa Mesaila Rav Chisda. But there is another Braisa that supports Rav Chisda. When you have a Nazir that separated his money for Karbonos, and he says, Elu L'Chatos, see, this is going to be for Karbonos, V'ashar L'Shar Nizirosai, and the rest for the rest of my Rizirus, V'meis, and then the Nazir dies. Bikulan, Malim Bikulan. The halacha is that there's Mila on all of them. The Dmei Ola already has Mila. Now here we need another piece of background, and that is Dmei Ola has Mi'ilah, but not Dmei Shlamim. That is a Gzeres HaKosov that Rashi spells out in Nazir on Daf Chavav on the Beis. That's the rule. So, if we know for sure that the money is going to be used for an Ola because the money was already used for other things, so then such a case, Malim Bikula. However, if it hasn't all been used, so then part of the money is also designated for a shlamim, and there's a malin b'miktsasam. Okay, that's the halacha in regards to me'ila. Here starts the diuk. Lo amar, the Tana the Braisa did not say, im meis yiplu l'nedava, that if the nazir simply dies, the mos falls to nedava like a moser chatas. Why did he not say that? Why did he differentiate between those cases? Must be because that not every time do we say that it goes to a nedava. As Rav Chisda had pointed out, that it's if it's kirvo shlamim besaf, the musarim is going to be shlamim. Because, in the case of our braisa, if the dmei chatas is no longer there, and the only thing is the shlamim, then the mosar is going to be a shlamim. And we don't assume that all the mosar has a din of a mosar chatos. That's a proof to the position of Rav Chisda that says that Moser Shlam is going to be Shlamim. Moser Chatos is going to be Nedava. The Gemara now continues and discusses the halachos of a Nazir. Let's remind ourselves, a Nazir brings a Keves for an Ola, and he brings a Mincha Isaren Solas with Nesachim of Raviyah Sahim. He brings a Kivsa, a female lamb, for a chatas, which doesn't have mincha nesachim with it. He brings a carbon ayil and a carbon shlamim, with carbon michas that come with it, as well as lachme nazir. Those are 10 rikikin, 10 rechalos, that are meshuchim meshamim. Now we're going to discuss the mosar of the lachme nazir. Rav Chisda Amar, mosar lachmo shel nazir. Leftover lechem of a nazir, yurkaf, the money needs to just simply write. Amar b'yaisi v'yos, Rav Chisda said, correct. Why? What are you going to do with money? Lakra b'fnei matzma ein ata yochel. You can't just bring the money for lechem, shein l'chol lechem karv la'atzma. Lechem is not brought by itself. Lahakrav im nezirus acheres, to bring it with another nezirus, ein ata yochel, you can't do that. Shein l'chol nezirus ba b'loy lechem, because nezirus doesn't come without lechem. So you can't use this money for another nazir. And he was mechayev his nazirus, the other fellow. He's mechayev the karbonos and the lechem. And he has to bring that from his own money. For that reason, you have to say that it's going, that the requirement is and needs to rot. Savrin Meimar, the Bnei Yeshiva thought to say, Hu lachmoy, hu mosar nesachav. That just like the halacha when it comes to lechem, is asked to be Yurkav, the same halacha would be for leftover Nesachim. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bon, Moser Nesachiv, Kodshim Inun, they are considered Kodshim, Kodshim, V'yiplu L'Nedava, and they could fall L'Nedava. Only time we say it's Yurkav is by Lachmei Nazir that has a Din Kodshim Kalim. But these have a din of kachi kachim, and hence they could be used l'nedava. Al da'ate de Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon, aliba de Rabbi Chizda b'moser nasachim. According to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon, following Rabbi Chizda, the halacha would be that moser niske ha-nazir would be fall l'nedava. Shmuel v'Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Lazar shloshen amru, davar echad, everybody said that moser kachi kachim would fall l'nedava. What are these three shitas of Shmuel, Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Chizda ha-da'amrin. This that we said in regards to Rabbi Chizda, that was mentioned above, that he said that Moser Nisachim are kachi kachim and they fall l'nedava. Shmuel, what's Shmuel? Dam Rabbi Yossi adhanan taman. When I was in Bavel Shamas Kol, we heard the voice of Rabbi Yehuda Shol. He asked l'Shmuel, Hifrish shiklo v'meis. What happens if a person separates a shekel and then he dies? Amalei yiplu nedava. He says it falls nedava. And we know that the shkalim are designated for kachi kachim. So we see that kachi kachim, musarin, are going to be l'nedava. Finally, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, we learned in regards to Rabbi Eliezer, Moser Asiris Haifa Shalom, the leftover Asiris Haifa of the Kohen Gadol's Mincha, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yelichim Liyami Melech, Rabbi Lazar Oimer Yiplu L'Nedava. That was the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer, which we learned yesterday on the top of Vavlam Abay's two lines into the Gemara. So we see from the position of Rabbi Lazar, it says Yiplu L'Nedava, that the halacha again is that Kachay Kachim are Nofel L'Nedava. Let's Bezer Hashem begin the next Mishnah halfway through Zayin Omer Aleph. Moser Shivuyim L'Shivuyim. If you have leftover money you collected to redeem someone who is held in captive, we know Chazal speak about the importance of Pidyon Shivuyim, and you collected the money and it turns out that there was some that was left over. So then in such a case, you give it to other Shivuyim. Moser Shavuy. But what happens, it was Moser that was designated for a particular captive. La'oso Shavuy. Then it is given to that captive, and he uses it for his own parnasa. Wow. Gilad Shalit wouldn't have to work. Ashrecha Yisrael, how Eretz Yisrael galvanized to bring back Gilad Shalit. And unfortunately, money was not enough. Although there was a tremendous amount of money that was collected for him, Ashrecha Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael stops when there's another Jew that's in captivity. What would emerge then, if there was a larger amount of money that was collected that was not necessary? In fact, I remember walking back and forth, walking from the old city in Nativ Aryeh to the Gruz Kolel. I used to walk, and I would pass the tent that would collect, and I would give, was collecting money for the redemption of a Jewish brother. The Mishnah continues, Moser Aniyim La'aniyim. Leftover money is given to other Aniyim. Moser Ani La'osan Ani. Leftover money is given to that Ani. Moser Amesim L'Mesim. What happens if one collects for Misa, like Tachrichim, their shrouds and so on, it's given to other Mesim. Moser Ames L'Yarshav, but leftover for a particular Mesim is given to his inheritors. Rameir Omer, Moser Amesim Munach HaTshiyav Elio. Rameir disagrees and says that you wait for Elio. Rav Nosson Omer, Moser Ames Boinen Loi Nefesh Al Kvaro. We build, literally, a Nefesh. Now, some punctuate the word actually Nefash, which means a building lizichrono. From here we see maybe the custom that for distinguished people to pass away, that they would actually build an edifice on his kever. On the other hand, Rabosai, the real binyan to leave is a binyan of Torah and Chesed, and that's something that really lives on after a person passes away. Let's begin the next Gemara, Gavulo. We learned in the halacha, Moser Moser Yarshav, that goes to Yarshim. What happens if they collected money for his tachrichim and they buried him? Becheskas she'enlo. They thought that he doesn't have enough money. V'nim tzishyeshal. And it turns out that he does. What are you supposed to do now? Fascinating shaila of the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar, Meimar, he thought to say, Moser Moser Yarshav, that even then the halacha is that it goes to the Yarshim. Amar le Rabbi Idi dechutra le Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Idi dechutra said, and here it's Rabbi Yirmiyah, Haga atzmecha, look into the words. Like Havriyah, Elalei. They didn't dafke give to the inheritors, they give specifically to take care of the nifter. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah responds, Ana lo amris. I didn't intend to say that it should go to the Yarshim, but rather what I was saying was I'm Mesupik. And the Mefarshim spell out that he thought maybe it shouldn't go back to the givers. At minolon. And how do you know that that would not be the halacha that it automatically goes back to the people who had given it? What a fascinating shaila. If I had time, which unfortunately I don't today, it would be a fascinating shaila halacha to look into this in terms of different assumptions when people give tzedakah. Talmidim are coming shortly. Shabbos is coming. So there's a lot to do. The Gemara continues. Tanu b'shem Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson taught Moser ha-meis yivane lo nefash. We learned that you build this building on top, al kivro, v'yaselo ziluf al gabi mitaso, and you also put wine, which had a nice odor, on top of the mita, that was also considered an honor in those days. Tani, we learned, ein podin shavui bishavui, you don't save one prisoner by redeeming him for another. According to the Carbonate, that means that if you collected money for one prisoner, so then in such a case you cannot use the money for another prisoner. Ve'ein govin talis pitalis. And you cannot suggest that you're buying one talis and really buying him another talis. Sometimes they say they're going to buy something more expensive and they buy something cheaper. It could be that there isn't even going to be leftover money, but they know it's hard to raise $100. So they say, if they say they need $100, so they say they need $150, but they really need $100. Even that cannot be said because it's onah, it's cheating the tzibur. It's not being honest with the tzibur. However, if the parnasim see that that will be effective in their fundraising, so here the Gemara is mechadesh that we're not moche if the parnasim do this. The Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel taught us, "Ein oisin nefashis letzadikim." We don't make big buildings over the graves of tzadikim. What a beautiful teaching! Divreim hein hein zichronim. Their words, those are their memories. That's exactly the point that we were trying to bring out earlier. That the ikar is not the stones that are left behind. Rabbi Yochanan havi masbich va'ozel. He would lean when he was walking. He had a cane. All Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, and instead of a cane, he would lean also on Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Eliezer Chamilei, and Rabbi Eliezer saw him from a distance. Umetamilei mikameh, and he hid himself from him. He hid himself from Rabbi Yochanan. Va'amar, and Rabbi Yochanan immediately knows that, and he said, "Halin tarti milayu, hadim bavlo avibay." There are two things that Rabbi Lezer did to me, which wasn't correct when he came from Bavel. Chado, number one, delo shol b'shlome, he didn't come and say hello. V'chado mitamer, and the second thing is he hid himself from me. Amar le Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi wanted to be mefayis Rabbi Yochanan. Kach nihigan gabot. This is the minig in Bavel. This is the eri lo shol b'shlome de rabbi. A young person doesn't go to say hello to a big master. Di ino nahagim mikaymin. Because they're Mekayim, the Pasuk, Ra'uni, Narim v'nechbo, v'shishim kamu v'amdu. That's a way of showing more Rav. In regards to the fact that Rabbi Eliezer had hid himself from him, that Rabbi Eliezer had made it that Rabbi Yochanan would not see him, Amaluhu, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, and again Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi said to him, Malu mi'avit kamei da'adur etzilme. Is it permissible to pass in front of Avodah Zarah called Adura? Amalei ma'at polig le'yikar. Why would you be showing deference by not passing in front of it? In other words, if you don't pass in front, it shows more chashev. Avar kamai v'sameinu. Pass in front of it and cover your eyes. Amale yos. This is beautiful. Rabbi Lazar Ovid to laver kamach. It's beautiful what he did by not passing in front of you. Why did he not pass in front of you? Because he wanted to show you kavod. If a person hides away, like in the case of Avodah Zarah, it's almost as if he's showing that Avodah Zarah is more chashuv. The same thing over here. He hid away to show that you are chashuv. Vodavid habavla. And Rabbi Yochanan had more of a taina on Rabbi Eliezer. Delo sha'amar shmeitza mishmei. He said over halacha, but not in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he had learned it from Rabbi Yochanan. That's described in the Gemara in Vamis on Sadi Vav on the base. The Gemara continues, Nichna Selefan of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Rami and Rabbi Asi tried to go and defend Rabbi Loz in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Rabbi Kacha Yemaisa, Bebeis HaKnesses, Shel Tarsim. Following story that took place in the Beis HaKnesses, of the goldsmiths and the silversmiths. The neged, there was a lock. Neger is a lock. Sheish barosho glusra, that its head was thick, the head of the bolt was thick. Shenechleku, and it had split in half. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi, excuse me, I read that incorrectly. Shenechleku, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi, the daf stopped the mill, it might have thrown us off. The Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi disagreed about this halacha. Ad shekaru sefer Torah bechamasan. This is described in Maseches Erevin, to the point that they got so angry with each other that a sefer Torah was torn in their anger. The Gemara says, really? Ad kedei kach? Karus al kadeitach? Ela shenikra sefer Torah. Now, when they were arguing, a sefer Torah was torn. Vayisham zakin echad, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma shmai. There was a zakin there, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Amar temihani, im lo have beis haknes ze beis avodah zara. I would be surprised if this place was not once a avodah zara. In other words, that it will once become, I will be surprised if it doesn't become avodah zara. Because there was kas that was expressed there. Last night in Sichas Musar, we made reference to the idea of kol ha-kohes kilu oved avodah zara. He doesn't put God in the equation. And since kas was expressed there, then it's eventually going to become a base avodah zara. V'chazar v'omar Rabbi Yochanan got more upset. Hachdim michavre. He is not one of my friends. And therefore, I am allowed to be a makbid on him because he's my Talmud. Since he's my Talmud, I have the right to be makbid on him. And therefore, the case that you brought to try to bring out, according to most Mefarshim, the Amir of Asi were telling this story to bring out that kas is not appropriate. Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, it is because he's not a friend, but rather he's a Talmud. Nichas afan Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi tried again to calm Rabbi Yochanan down on his akpoda on Rabbi Eliezer. Amalei, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe avdoi kein tziv Moshe es Yoshua. The Yoshua also was commanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi, what does it mean that he commanded them the same thing? V'chi kol dibur dibur shah Yoshua Yoshev dar shah yomer kach Moshe? That says that everything that was repeated to Yoshua, and Yoshua caught that of all to Klal Yisrael. So Yeshua just repeated what Moshe said. Ela Yeshua Yoshev Darish. Yeshua Darshan V'yoydin HaKol Shah Torah Shal Moshehi. And everybody knew that this Torah was influenced by Moshe. Avata, so to you. Eliezer Yoshev V'dorish V'akol Yodin Shah Torah Shal Chahi. Everybody knows that it's coming from you. Don't be makbid that he didn't quote you.
Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Ami V'Rabbi Vasi, Mipnei ma einotin yodin l'ratzas kiven idi chavreinu. Bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, he's the one who knows how to be mefayis me. Not to give me musa, but to tell me that everybody understands that the learning comes from Eliezer, which in turn comes from Rabbi Yochanan. And that was a pius for Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara now asks a great question, something that we don't often have in the Bavli. The Gemara now continues and asks about the story. What's up with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, my kule hai, deboi dimron shmeitza. Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan is so makbid that yemrun, that they should say, shmeitza mishmei, that it should be said over in his name? Why did it bother him that it was being taught in his name? The Gemara says that there is a big inyan. Da'af David bikesh ala rachamim. The David HaMelech asked that the Torah should be said in his name. Shnemar agurava olecha olam mechasev seser kunafecha selah. Did David, when he asks, Agura, I want to dwell, that he was going to live forever? This is what David said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That my words should be said over in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. And that was Rabbi Yochanan's desire. And Rabbi Yochanan thought that his eternity was entirely dependent on Eliezer saying it over in his name. Shimon ben Azir b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar. Shimon son Azir said the name Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol Talmid Chacham shoyim davar halacha mipiv bo'olam hazeh. Any Talmid Chacham that says over a halacha. Svachos of rochashos imo bekever. His lips continue to say it in the kever. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Shira Shirim says, v'chikech kayayin atov, holech l'dodi d'meisharim dovev sifsei yishenim. Your palate is like good wine, makomer shel anovim. Just like if you have a utensil that's made out of, that has in it wet grapes, kivin shemiyach adam betzbo alov, miyad dovev, immediately the wine squirts out, afsis asem shel tzedikin. So to the lips of tzedikin, shekivin shorim dover alochem pirim shel tzedikin, when you say it over in their name, sifsel seim merachashos imon bekever, their lips move in the kever. Why is that so important for the tzaddik? Ma no lo. What type of ana is it particularly for him? Bar nazira amar. Bahadein deshase kendutim. Like someone who drinks this great wine called kendutim. Here the Bali Machshava tried to explain what is the mashal over here. Rabbi Yitzchak amar kaden deshase chamer atik. Like someone who drinks great wine. Afagav the old wine. Afagav deshase le. Even if long after he drank it, time of a puma, the tam is still in his mouth. Obviously, the mashal here is that the taste of the Torah that tzaddik says could stay in his mouth for a long, long time when people are constantly saying over. Rav Gidol Oimer, Oimer Shmuel b'shem Amra. If you say something over in the name of another Talmud Chacham, Yireh Baal Shmuel k'ilu omed lenegdo. He should see the one who said it, the one you're quoting from, as if he's standing in front of you. Rabbi say these Gemaras are so important and so beautiful that when we're teaching Talmidim Torah, what we're doing is we're being maimed in front of them, the Baalei Shmua. We're making Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman Zeicher Tzadik V'Kadosh Avracha alive when we say it in front of Talmidim. The Nazis thought they killed him, but they didn't at all. We continue to keep him alive. Shenemar ach betzelim yishale chish. The Gemara continues more halachas in regards to davar b'mishem amr k'siv. Rav adam yikra ish chasel pasuk in Mishlei says, Rav adam. Zeshar kol shar kol adam. This is about other people that they just think, it was said over by somebody. V'ish emunim miyimtza. And someone you could rely on, zeh Rabbi Zeira. This is Rabbi Zeira, that he would always, according to some of Farshim, he would always look into be 100% sure who was the one who had said this memra. And if he wasn't sure, he would not quote it in the name of somebody else. What's the story of Rabbi Zeira? The Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira taught to his Talmidim, listening, Tzrichin Choshishin, L'shmaitzei, Dir Rav Sheshes. You need to be concerned what Rav Sheshes says, Du Gavra Mefatcha. Because he is a person who's very open. In other words, he is patuach to a lot of Torah, and therefore you need not worry who, if the quote is correct, but rather you can rely on it. But in general, Rabbi Zeira, just because it was said over in the name of somebody, Rabbi Zeira wouldn't necessarily accept it. Amale Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Asi, Chakim Rabbi levar pasya dat amr shmaitzim mishmei. Did you know personally, Bar Pasi, that you're saying so over things in his name? Or maybe these were just rumors that you had heard. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Mishmei. I heard these from Rabbi Yochanan in his name, and therefore it is reliable. So Rabbi Zeira would check into, when things were quoted, whether it was legitimate or not. Amalei, Rabbi Zeira, the Rasi, Chakim, Rabbi Lerav. That Amar Shmaitzim Mishmei. Did you know, Rav, that you say things over in his name? Amalei, Rav Ada Bar Abba Amar Mishmei. No, I was quoting from what I heard from Rav Ada Bar Abba in the name of Rav. The Gemara now, since we mentioned David HaMelech's desire to be quoted after he died, begins to talk about the godless of David. Ein Dar Shem Bolat Son and Kedor Shel David, that there was no generation that had as many, literally, clowns. What that means is people who weren't Machshiv Torah, like the generation of David. Mayu Prutzei Hador Osin. What would these prutzim, these unseemly people do? David, they would go to David's window. They would say to him, David, David, when will we go to the Beis Hashem? David Omer, even though they wanted to make me feel bad because I can't build a Beis Hamikdash, Yavo Alai, Moshe Yisi Sameach B'Divrayim. Nevertheless, I was Sameach, I rejoiced with the words. As the pasuk says, "Samachti b'omrim li beis Hashem neilech." The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to David, "Ki yimlu yamecha v'shachavta es avosecha," that you're going to be buried with your forefathers. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, "Yomim shleimim ani l'mecha v'lo yom chesem," you're going to have full days. You're going to live them all out. And the fact that some people seem to be waiting for you to die so that they could go to the Beis HaMikdash, don't worry about them. Klum shlama bincha yivne Beis HaMikdash el lahakriv karbonos tzibur. The only reason that Shlomo, your son, will build the Beis HaMikdash is to bring karbonos tzibur. And chaviv alai tzedaku mishpat shata oseh. And it's dearer to me that tzedaku mishpat that you do. Yoseh minat karbon, more than the karbon shenemar aso tzedaku mishpat. Nivchar Hashem Ezevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's nothing for you to feel insecure about. It's interesting to note that in Divrei Hayomim, the Pasuk says that Shlomo formulates this idea that the Gemara says, that he only built it, Lahakriv Karbonos Tzibur. Because the Pasuk says, Umiyatzer Koach, this is Shlomo Melech talking Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Umiyatzer Koach Livnos Lobayis, Ki Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Lo Yichalaku, Umiyani, who am I, Asherevna Lobayis, Kiim Lahaktir Lefonov. I'm not worthy to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the purpose is for it to be Makdir in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was exactly it. To be presumptuous that we could build a Beis Hashem, says Shlomo, that I can't. But however, since we need to bring Karbanos, then I'm building it. So ultimately, that's what the Gemara says, that Shlomo is building it for the Karbanos, and David HaMelech had a higher Madrega, quote-unquote, because he was being Mekayim, Tzedako Mishpat, and that's Nivchar Lashem Mizbeach. That ultimately is just as Chashuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to conclude today's daf over here, and Be'ezer Hashem will pick up tomorrow's daf with the new Perek Shlishi in Masechet Shkolim.